T-minus 21. Hospital of Light, Beijing, China. Zhao Chen had never longed for a remarkable life. A series of promotions and recognition of his excellent work at CNSA ultimately led to an invitation from Ding Ziyang himself to take a senior role at the Earth Liaison Forum during its short but impactful life. Continuing in a role equivalent to his old one was a no-brainer when the ELF was consumed by Unica, along with the rival Buenos Aires-based GCC, with Zhao's reliability and personality making him the outstanding candidate to head the joint Chinese-American shelter repair crew on New Kerguelen. The months on New Kerguelen had been remarkable and fairly comfortable, if not quite enjoyable, but one daring action, one bad decision, now looked to have ruined everything. His reputation and name would be in tatters when word got out that he was responsible for the crew's sudden expulsion and the messenger's apparent decision to disengage altogether. Zhao knew better than anyone that the messenger's home world was reachable only via a gate-like shortcut that their spacecraft alone were capable of traversing. So his stomach was in knots at the thought that he may have put the nail in Cooperation's coffin by losing humanity's access to New Kerguelen once and for all. Alone in a locked office where he hoped he was being held as a witness rather than a prisoner, Zhao hoped Ding wouldn't come down too hard on him. The initial return to Earth had been his idea, and he would readily take responsibility for that. But Ding was then fully aware and indeed encouraging of the plan to return with new equipment to test the air outside of the Great Shelter. In a fair world, this would be factored in. Ding had been suitably awestruck around an hour earlier when he learned what some of this equipment had in fact detected, and although naturally concerned by news of the messenger's displeasure at catching their human guests engaged in deceitful research, he had seemed nowhere near as panicked by the situation as some of Zhao's fellow crew members. Having been promised that Ding would return later in the afternoon for more discussions, Zhao didn't yet know that the situation had changed markedly since their talk. The door of the office flew open suddenly and forcefully, with two of Ding's security entourage bursting in. "What's going on?" Zhao asked, cowering in fear of the aggression that filled their expressions and stances. "The aliens have taken Ding," one of the men grunted, roughly grabbing hold of Zhao and pulling him up by his shoulders. "Thanks to you,"